Hi friend, did you know that Find Your Flow TV is now available on Roku? That's right, simply open up your Roku device and search for Find Your Flow TV, and then you can download the channel and start watching right away. There's nature videos with peaceful music and new TV shows that are peaceful and awesome and positive and flowing. So go ahead and get it today. And now, on with the show.
Hello and welcome to the Find Your Flow radio show podcast. I'm your host, Winston Wittes, and I'm here today with a very special episode. Today's episode is about alignment. Alignment. What are we aligning ourselves with, or whom are we aligning ourselves with? Are we in alignment with ourselves even? This is the topic of today's podcast. So let's get right down to it. I want to get into alignment today because I'm reading a book by Robert Greene, The Laws of Human Nature. And I recently read a book by, I don't remember the gentleman's name, but it was called Conflict Communication. And one of the things that is going on in the book I'm currently reading, he's talking about a famous a gentleman who became a famous psychiatrist, and hypnotist by the name of Milton Erickson. And what was fascinating about his story, well, there's a lot of fascinating things about his story, but I guess I'll just skip to the part that's relevant to today, which is that there's often not an alignment between what people say with their words and what their body language is saying. So two different forms of communication. One might be saying, yeah, that looks great, that's a great idea. Meanwhile, the tone and or the body language is saying that's a horrible idea. So we do this all the time unnaturally, unaware. Consciously, very often. And to the degree that we're able to tune into other people and how that second layer of language is being used, then we are able to more easily identify what someone's true communication is saying. If we are too self-absorbed to be aware of what the other person is truly saying with their body and with their intonation, then we may be only listening to what they're saying and not actually getting what they're meaning. So they may not be in alignment with themselves, with their verbal and body communications. And so when I think of alignment too, out of the other book, The Communication Conflict, talks about three levels of the brain or the awareness. So there's the lizard brain, which is kind of the base level mind, the brain, the part that runs our biology, you know, the heart rate, the breathing rate, the all that kind of stuff that happens in the background, right? We don't really have to think about it. The lizard brain is also survival, you know, fight or flight. And so it's very in tune with signals that can give us warning about whether it's, you know, fight or flight time or whether there's something we should be aware of in our environment that could potentially eat us or harm us. The level above that is the monkey mind. The monkey mind is more concerned with things that us humans are involved with. Social structure, hierarchy, status, fitting in with the crowd so that we can survive, right, as a tribe, as a community. And then there is the human mind, and the human mind is the level above that that is able to take in higher level processing. So sometimes the lizard mind will pick up on something in the environment that then our human mind might override. And if our human mind overrides it, then we might become out of, we might be out of alignment. We might be out of tune with something, you know, a gut instinct, for instance. We override it with our human mind or our monkey mind, and all of a sudden, something bad happens. We're like, I should have trusted my gut. I should have followed my instincts, my intuition, right? And then those of us that are more practiced in that area, maybe we're more intuitive, maybe we're more in tune to that piece of the our body and our mind and our awareness, then we've maybe developed a habit about paying attention to that part of our awareness, and it starts to come more naturally. When we get a signal from our gut, when we get a signal from our intuition, we tune into it and say, okay, why all of a sudden am I on edge? Why did my breathing shorten? Why do I feel flush? And then too, we can notice this in other people. We notice all of a sudden there, you know, these slight contortions in their face or in their neck, or their breathing shortens, or their eyes dilate, or their skin flushes. These are signals that are easy to miss if we're not paying attention to them. Just got to adjust my microphone there. So how much are we tuning into the other person and their physiology versus how much of our attention is pointing inward? So there's also this idea of narcissism, and that our awareness is totally self-absorbed. And to the degree that we're totally self-absorbed, we miss those outside cues. We miss what the other person is really saying. So when we're in alignment with our, when our human mind is in alignment with our monkey mind and our lizard mind, then we're able to tune into more of these subtle things that are happening around us. Whereas if it's stuck in our monkey mind where, oh, we got to fit in, and not that there's anything wrong with that. That's, you know, part of being a social animal species, right? Is that we survive based on our ability to read the tribe and be a part of a tribe in a sense, and be a part of society. So, yeah, there we go. Alignment. Okay, alignment is also, I think, as we move into the higher, loftier ideas around alignment, it can be very much about what are our goals, our morals, our ethics, and how in tune and how in alignment are our daily actions with these goals, with these morals and ethics and integrity, right? And that's, I think, kind of the definition of integrity, right? Do we practice what we preach? Are we in alignment with what we say we are or what we believe ourselves to be? And if we're not practicing some level of self-awareness and self-examination, then it's very possible that we get out of alignment in certain areas of our life. And so if we're doing a routine check-in with ourselves, we may be able to identify areas where we've gone out of alignment. That's kind of the idea here. So let's say that we are setting goals for ourselves, and let's say we want to lose weight. Okay. All right, so I'll give you a good one. So, and if you've been listening to the show for any period of time, you've probably heard me talk a decent amount about my goal of having six-pack abs. Well, I've got decent abs right now. I lost 40-something pounds to get to the point where I'm at, and I don't do nearly as many sit-ups as I know I should, and I don't do as much cardio exercise as I know I should to have really good abs, but I have been very good about the diet for the most part. That part's been in alignment, but I've had to adjust over time because there's a lot of refinement in my diet that needed to be worked out to get to the point where I'm at. And I realized to get to that next level, I need to keep going. So I've been really good the last couple days ago. Sunday, I was good. I ate really well. I was very proud of myself. And then Monday rolls around, And, you know, I fast through the morning. I had a really healthy lunch, really healthy snack, and I had a healthy dinner. But one thing where I kind of blew the alignment was I had a beer. I didn't drink the whole thing. I stopped about three quarters of the way through, but still, there was no need for me to drink a beer. Why? And at the moment, it seemed like, you know, I've been eating really good. I talked myself into it, right? I've been eating really good all day. I'm already feeling thinner than I was yesterday. More ripped, more lean. And so, you know, what's one beer? Well, I know what one beer is. One beer is like 160 calories or whatever. And so it adds up, right? These little things add up. These little decisions add up. And in the short term, it's harder to see how they add up, especially with something like weight, because there's kind of like this delay in my experience where it's like, okay, I ate really good for these few days and it doesn't seem like much has happened. But then all of a sudden, a lot will happen. Like I'll totally notice the difference. But if I, in those few days where it's like I'm fasting and I'm eating super healthy and exercising and I don't feel the difference, sometimes it's easier to talk myself into doing something stupid like drinking a beer. And it's like, ah, dang it. Now here I am the next day having remorse because I missed alignment, right? I got out of alignment. And tonight I'm going to have that same opportunity, and the next day and the day after that. And every day, if I'm not completely in alignment, if I'm not keeping my goal front and center in front of me so that I'm choosing, hey, I could have eaten more vegetables. I could have drinking a protein shake instead. Gosh. Okay, so that's my new habit that I'm going to switch. Instead of having a beer at night, if I feel like I want something special to drink, I'll either have one of those fizzy waters, we have flavored fizzy waters, or a chocolate protein shake. Okay? So that is more in alignment with my goals. My goals of having totally ripped six-pack abs. That's it. And what's my why? What's my burning desire for having this? Well, I feel like if I can lose this last little bit of weight, I'll be super lightning fast, which feels awesome and amazing when I'm doing all sorts of things, jiu-jitsu, dancing, these energy, motion, magic passes, if you will, sorcery type stuff that I like to do. I feel that I can harness the energy more and really feel it course through my entire body if my core is really strong and really ripped. And I can see it. If I have my shirt off, I can actually see it a lot better, right? I can see as the muscle, as the energy courses through my body, I can see the muscles flex. And the more I'm able to see that, the more it's like an affirmation that I can see and feel this energy coursing through my body. And it feels amazing. It's like really a great feeling that I enjoy, and I want to be able to feel it to the fullest extent of my human body capability. That's it, right? I want to push it to the limit, and that's the limit as far as I am currently concerned. So am I in alignment with that? Well, right now I am. I'm getting myself all pumped up, right? I'm getting all hyped up for it, and my lunch is prepared, so I've got a super healthy lunch and a super healthy snack, and I'm good all the way up until dinner, I'm heading to the office, so I don't have, like, I'm not bringing, well, there is candy there. Okay. Oh, yeah, that's another thing, right? So there's this little corner of the office where one of my associates has this candy thing, dispenser of peanut M&Ms. Gosh darn it. I freaking love peanut M&Ms. And every day, guess who got into a bad habit, right? Habit. Where I go and get a handful of those after lunch. Okay, I said it. I acknowledge it. It's horrible. Because guess what? Oh, it's just one handful, right? It's just one handful, just once a day. Well, that's probably like 100 calories easy, if not more, if I'm being honest. It's probably closer to 150, maybe even more. I don't even want to know, but I must know. Because guess what? That adds up. How many sit-ups is that? I have no idea. More than I'm doing, I'll tell you that. So that's an easy, it's not an easy fix, is it? Is it, if we're being honest? No, because I love them. I freaking love them. And now I'm relatively addicted to that sugar rush after lunch. So I do have Atkins bars. I brought an Atkins bar today, and it's a chocolatey, delicious one. And the sugar supposedly is like this magical sugar that doesn't give you as much of a crash. And I actually believe it. I feel like I feel better after eating those than when I eat real candy. And it's packed with protein. So what I really have to do is just get back into that habit of, nope, I don't need M&Ms. I'm going to munch on this healthy protein bar instead. And that will not only save me 100 plus calories, it'll prevent me from having that after lunch crash that really sucks. And it will be in alignment so that I can get to the super ripped status even quicker. That would be much better alignment. So now that I'm consciously thinking this, I'm consciously planning this out, I'm looking at the hazards of my day, right? What are the obstacles that I face as I try to get in better and better alignment with my goals? Well, those darn M&Ms, the bane of my existence, / the most awesome part of my day. No, they're not that good, are they? They're pretty freaking good. They are. They're crunchy. They're chocolatey. They got peanuts and chocolate in one delicious little thing. But alas, they do not look good on me. So I'm willing to cut them out as I really focus. I'm going to look at pictures of abs all day. Not really. I got other things to do. But I'll probably imagine them, and I'll be doing crunches at my desk. And when lunchtime comes, I'm going to make a very conscious effort to stay in alignment. I'm going to eat my bar. I'm going to go for a walk. And then I'm going to drink a lot of water. Ooh, yes, I'm going to drink a lot of water, because that does make a difference too, right? If I feel full because I'm full of water, plus I'm, you know, hydrating, which is important for diet and for life. So there we go. That's my plan. Just worked it out right there. That just happened. Did you see that? You see what I did there, friend? Got into alignment with my mind. First with my mind. My human mind is talking this, right? This is a plan. I'm looking into the future. I'm planning into the future. Now, here's where the challenge comes in. Once I'm in the office, you know, and I get into my flow, I get into my habits, my daily routines there, and the monkey mind sees like, oh, well, everybody grabs some of these delicious treats. And, you know, I've certainly got an appreciation for the person that brings them. And I say hi and thanks to her every time I get some. So maybe there's some level of connection going on there that I'm unaware of, right? Some social thing that I don't even know that's happening. Okay. That's maybe part of it for sure. All right, fit into the tribe, fit into my office culture. Hey, we all eat peanut M&Ms here. All right. So that might be kind of something to be aware of when I'm going through this process. What else? What other obstacles do I face with this challenge? Well, dinner. Dinner time's freaking challenging because whenever Elaine actually cooks food, I really appreciate it. And sometimes it's not the most in alignment kind of meal. You know, last night I had pasta. I didn't overeat it, but I did out of beer, which was unnecessary. And then I ate a lot of acai bowl, which is probably all sugar too. So what am I going to do instead? I'm going to max out the vegetables and the water. Vegetables and water is the key as far as I'm concerned. For me, right? No judgment, no, hey, not a dietitian, none of that. So my goals for today and for the rest of this week, watch the peanut M&Ms and instead start switching that time to having the protein bar with a lot of water. That's the goal, okay? And then at dinner, one cup of carbs and the rest has to be vegetables. I can eat as many vegetables as I want and more water. Or no, fizzy drink, tasty fizzy drink and or protein, chocolate protein shake, right? Because the water is good, but it doesn't give me that like, ah, I got to treat delicious thing, right? And that's part of the game here is I got to trick that monkey mind that wants to, and I think there's some of that survival instinct, right? It's like, oh, I'm getting thin, I'm losing, you know, I want to have some extra cushion in case there's a winter coming. And in case I get sick and I can't eat for a while, you know, I really feel like there is kind of that subconscious lizard brain that's in survival mode that says, no, we got to eat, we got to store up fat, we got to stay alive in case, you know, there's a famine or whatever. So I'm kind of overriding, I feel like, strong survival instincts And so it's definitely been a journey to go through this. And that's it, friend. I've been blubbering on now. So to get in alignment, start to become aware of the things that are maybe out of alignment, and okay, what are the areas for improvement, the opportunities for improvement? What does that look like as I use my human level mind to align to my goals, my highest and best intentions? I'm looking to notice where my monkey mind and lizard mind are maybe fighting me, or where I'm not in alignment with those things, and how can I start to reprogram them or reposition them in a way that allows me to align with my highest and best goals, my loftiest goals and aspirations? And I challenge you to do the same, friend. So until next time, be flowing.
Well, thanks for listening to another episode. And if you would like to hear your commercial at the beginning or end of this podcast, go ahead and send me an email, winston@finderflow.com, and I'll get back to you as quick as I can. Thanks for listening, friend. And until next time, be flowing.